We could power such an elevator with solar energy. We could simply rise up into space for a fraction of the cost of a trip by rocket or shuttle.
But wait, elevators don't just rise up. They have to hang on some kind of wire or track or something.
True. And for decades, that's exactly what's prevented the idea from being feasible, or even just taken seriously. Where do we find a material strong enough, yet lightweight enough, to act as a cable or track? I mean, we're talking 36,000 kilometers here, and the strain on the cable would be more than most materials could bear. But a new material developed recently has a tensile strength higher than diamond, yet it's much more flexible. I'm talking about carbon nanotubes.
Okay, I've read something about carbon nanotubes. They're strong, all right, but aren't they just very short little cylinders in shape?
Ah, yes, but these cylinders cling together at a molecular level. You pull out one nanotube, or row of nanotubes, and its neighbors come with it, and their neighbors, and so on. So you could actually draw out a 36,000-kilometer strand or ribbon of nanotubes stronger than steel, but maybe a thousandth the thickness of a human hair.
Okay, fine. But what's going to hold this ribbon up and keep it rigid enough to support an elevator car?
Well, we definitely have to anchor it at both ends. So what we need is a really tall tower here on the ground, right at the equator, and a satellite in geostationary orbit around the Earth. There's a reason I mentioned that figure of 36,000 kilometers. That's about how high an object would have to be orbiting straight up from the equator to constantly remain directly above the exact same spot on the rotating planet Earth. So once you're in this geostationary orbit, right over the tower, just lower your carbon nanotube cable down from the satellite, tether it to the tower here on Earth, and there you have it.
So you really think this is a possibility? Like, how soon could it happen?
Well, the science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke talked about building a space elevator back in the 1970s. And when someone asked him when he thought this idea might become a reality, his reply was probably about 50 years after everybody quits laughing.